This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're speaking to Tracy Frampton, Executive Director of the Florida Wildlife Hospital, via phone. We wanted to find out how they're faring during this crisis. So let's start out. Tell us a little bit about the hospital and what you do.
Florida Wildlife Hospital rehabs and releases native Florida wildlife. We see about 5,000 patients a year. We have seen over 900 patients so far this year, and we do our best to get the patients back out into the wild. We rely heavily on our volunteer program. They clocked in about 15,000 hours last year. Since the coronavirus, we have suspended our volunteer program because we want to keep everyone safe.
Right.
So we are not having volunteers come in, so staff is picking up the slack and just doing the best they can with what we have.
How many staff do you have?
The actual animal staff, that's all they do, is 9 people.
So now they have to do everything, because even though there's a coronavirus, the animals still need to be cared for and they need to be fed and all those daily duties.
Absolutely. We have our front office closed, but the drop-off boxes are always available, so we are still getting patients in. One thing that we want to stress is if you do bring a patient into us and put them in the drop-off boxes, if you could please fill out the paperwork, because that really helps us know what's going on, where the animal could be released again, all of that. So there's paperwork right out by the drop-off boxes. We're also recommending that many situations, if their babies, put them back out for their mom. It is a myth that if you touch a wild animal, the mom will reject it. You can call for advice. We are still manning our phones, so you could call in for some advice. You could even email pictures in. If you call, they'll tell you where to email it to. And then we can kind of advise you that way, whether it sounds like it, the best bet would be to put it back for its mom or to bring it in. As much as we like to be mom, we do not do as good a job as the real mom does. So they're much better off to be with their mom if they're not injured.
Even in good times, I know you rely a lot on donations. How can people help?
Yes, financial donations are the best bet right now. Supplies are tough to come by anyway, so financial donations will really help us out, or gift cards. We do rely very heavily on donations, memberships, and we even had to cancel our biggest fundraiser of the year. We have moved it to online, so we have an online auction going on right now.
Oh, cool.
It's on a website. It is fwhfundraiser.com. And you can just set up a free account, and then you can start bidding on some of the items.
What kind of things do you have?
Some Disney tickets. We have some unique art items, beer growlers and beer glasses from Helen Blazes. A lot of kind of unique items. Most of those items are available till April 1st.
We hope everyone will go and at least check out the silent auction items.
We even have several posts on Facebook about this event with donate buttons. So if you just wanted to be anonymous and just donate $5, whatever, you can go to our Facebook page, donate buttons there as well. Or you can go to our website. There's a place to support FWH. You just click on that, and there's a way to make credit card payment on our website as well. So we really appreciate it, because we have seen quite a decrease in donations in the last few weeks. Not surprising.
You do have an Amazon Smile account, right?
We do. There's a link to that on our website. Again, it's on the Support FWH tab at the top of the page. Our website is floridawildlifehospital.org.
Tracy, thank you so much.
Thank you.